Carrie's picture, but I assume she's in there. Do you want to start with roll call, Carrie?
Sure. Thank you, Nate. We're going to start with the people that are here presently, and then we'll go online in case there's a few more popping on. So, Pam, would you like to start?
Sure. I'm Pam Droppa with the Evansville MPO.
Jennifer Scott with the Evansville MPO.
Thomas Witt, KYTC.
Actually, from the Evansville MPO. Carrie Aiken with Evansville MPO.
I'm Nick Hall, KYTC.
Jessica Waddle, KYTC.
Luke Hill, NDOT.
Karen Shrieker, Evansville MPO.
Enzo Marsh, Evansville MPO.
Samantha Flashshaker with the HRC.
Emily Deason, KYTC. Tova Maxfield, KRTC.
We have everyone in here, so when I announce your name, if you can stay present, Cinda Phillips.
I'm present with the Arc of Evansville.
Jay DeMontel.
Present, Jay DeMontel at the Federal Highway, Indiana. Thank you.
Thank you. Karen Brooks.
Karen Brooks with Easter Seals Rehabilitation Center.
Nate Hahn.
Nate Hahn with the airport.
Steve Raleigh.
Yes, Steve Raleigh with Warwick County Economic Development.
Thank you. And I have one person on that just has a phone number with a 3496. So you can let us know who you are.
Yes. It's Lori Van Hook with the Evansville Area Trails Coalition.
Awesome. Good to see you, Lori. And I believe we have everyone. If I haven't announced you, please let us know. Thanks.
Carrie, you've got someone from Federal Highway in the waiting room if you'd let them, whoever's managing it, let them in.
Oh, okay. Oh. Hi, Camille. We're just doing roll call. So if you can just announce president.
Hello, Camille Robinson here, present with Federal Highway.
Thank you.
Okay, I think that covers everybody. We'll just keep a lookout and guess other people will pop in for you, Carrie. The
Okay.
minutes from the last meeting were circulated. Did anyone have any questions, comments, adjustments for accuracy of those minutes? There are none. I would entertain a motion to approve.
This is Lori Van Hook. I approve. Motion to approve.
Think I have a motion from Lori. Do I have a second?
Sure, Steve Raleigh, second.
Got a second from Steve Raleigh. Is there any discussion on the minutes? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Okay, minutes are done. Thank you. A project update, Jennifer?
Yes, we'll start with the LPA projects for Indiana. The first for Vandenberg County, Oak Hill Road from Lynch Road to St. George. Construction activities are ongoing. Utility relocation work and storm sewer installation is continuing. The contractor will begin installing new water line along Oak Hill Road between Eastbrook Drive West and Aspen Drive during the week of July 6th. Petersburg Road from Clubhouse Drive to Boonville New Harmony Road, reconstruction with multimodal improvements. The commissioners approved a resolution for this amended contract on May 26, 2026. It will have to be approved by the County Redevelopment Commission next, but no date has been set for that meeting. This is not preventing the design work from continuing. Next, Wimberg Road Bridge. The 401 and 404 permits were approved on June 23rd, 2026. Right-of-way acquisition is continuing. One parcel still needs to be acquired. Utility coordination and final design are continuing. Next for Warrick County, Epworth Road Phase 1. 24 of the 25 parcel offers have been accepted. MOT coordination with the City of Evansville, NDOT, and the hospital is ongoing. Stage 3 plans were submitted on 5/22/2026. Utility work plans are being finalized. Permit applications are also being finalized, and the 401 permit was approved on 6/22/2026. Epworth Road Phase 2, the historic property short report was submitted to consulting parties for review and comment on 6/9/2026. And they're working with the cemetery property owner to schedule the field work. Oak Grove Road Phase 4 received approval to submit draft environmental document before having the MPPA approval. NDOT will check on the status of the MPPA review and approval. Right-of-way engineering was finalized on 5/29/2026, and appraisal analysis has begun. And with that, I'll hand it over to NDOT for their projects.
Thank you. First, I'll talk about the intersection improvements at Burkhart, Cross Point, and Stockwell. They installed the EnduroBlend color to curbs at Stockwell, completed closer work at Burkhart, continuing concrete work at Cross Point and Burkhart, and then going on down to the intersection improvements at Schutte, Rosenberger, and Engel. University Park opened University Parkway ramps, working on Red Bank and Rosenberger southern approaches, and continuing to work on bridges and eastbound pavement. And then going down to the intersection improvements at St. Joe and Wabash Avenue. Utility relocations are underway. Construction will be starting tentatively in August or September. And then the next page, intersection improvement at Petersburg Road. Railroad coordination nearing completion and found an additional right-of-way parcel owned by CenterPoint. Will not go into condemnation. We may need to push this project back a month or two to avoid letting with exceptions. Final field check is scheduled for next week. Then the intersection improvements at Bakey Stockwell and the bridge over Harper Ditch. Tree is going to get put on a maintenance contract and will be cut down this fall or winter. Then utility relocations will follow. May have to let with utility exceptions. That's on Bakey. We are working towards final tracings. On Stockwell, we are waiting on the liquor store to move their sign. They have until September 1st, and we are working towards final tracings on that one as well. And then on the bridge, environmental documentation is completed and also working towards final tracings. Then the next project down, the revitalization of US 41. Environmental document has been submitted for review. Utility coordination is progressing and geotechnical work is almost completed. And then going to the intersection improvement at University Parkway and Green River Road intersection for State Road 57 in Daylight, confirmed with county to use Boonville New Harmony Road for a detour route. Maintenance of traffic is to be a closure with business access. Stage 2 is complete under consultant review. Then further on down, US 41 at Lynch. Railroad coordination and utility coordination is ongoing. Environmental meeting took place in March to try and limit impacts to require a lower level environmental document. And then on the last page, intersection improvement at Green River Road and State Road 62. That we met with the city to go over options for access control, working on incorporating that into discussion in the plans. Going on down to the intersection improvement, which is a roundabout at Reeder Road, County Road 300 South. Early coordination letters were sent out, working towards a stage 1 submittal. Early concerns with the amount of right-of-way involved. And then the next project down, US 41 at St. George. We are working through three design alternatives to see which one would have the best cost-benefit analysis. And lastly, Walnut Street, Lincoln Ave, and Belmead Ave in Evansville, developing preliminary layouts for alternatives, starting the Section 106 for the environmental fieldwork. A meeting will take place to discuss traffic analysis, alternates, crash analysis, and cost estimates. We'll be scheduling a scoping field check soon and continued work on utility coordination. And those are the NDOT updates.
Hey, Nate. Sean Hayden just arrived too, so I wanted to make sure he's accounted for.
Is Nate on mute?
Yes. Nate, you're on mute.
Good, because I just kept talking too. So, so yes, thank you, recognizing Sean. My comment was just from the airport's perspective, the 41 St. George conversation, is you get kind of those concepts. If you could share those with the airport, that way we can provide comments to make sure that they long-term coordination with what EVV has planned. We have some concepts on our side. It'd be nice to see what your concepts are to see how that works. And I know, again, water and sewer, I know also a project in that same area. I assume you've been coordinating with them, but we've had conversations with them to make sure that, again, our long-term plans match what water and sewer long-term plans are for that kind of that intersection as well.
Yep, I will send the three alternatives, which we discussed earlier this week internally with you guys, to see if you guys have any comment.
That'd be great. I appreciate that. Are there any other questions or comments from the project update from anybody? Hearing none, we'll go into new business. Aaron, we got TIP modifications and amendment.
Okay, since our last meeting, we processed six modifications in total. Two projects were added for KYTC. One was for signing improvements on Kentucky 416, and the other is for installation of high-frequency service on a portion of US 41. If you're looking at your packet that was sent out last week, that last one for KYTC with the high-friction service, that was not on there. We just processed that since we sent the packet out last week. We also did three projects for NDOT. The first one included revising funding for district-wide bridge maintenance projects. And then we had two modifications for the State Road 62, State Road 66 intersections with Epworth, Bell, and State Road 61. It's an intersection improvement project with median U-turns, and funding was revised and moved, and then we revised the funding again. There's also a modification from KYTC and NDOT for Section 2 of the I-69 bridge. This modification, we revised fiscal years and funding sources and amounts for the Indiana federal and state shares. The Kentucky federal and state shares are the same as what we had last time. Questions?
Go ahead and move to amendments.
All right. For the amendments, we have three amendments, and these are all for the City of Evansville. This is to remove three projects from the TIF. These were safety projects from a special call from NDOT for Franklin Street, John Street, and various locations on Diamond, Coburn, and Lynch. The process to deliver the project exceeded the timeline set by NDOT to receive the funds in time for these projects to go to letting.
Are there any questions about the modifications or the amendments? Hearing none, we do need approval of the TIP amendments. Would entertain a motion.
Steve Raleigh, I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Steve. We got a motion from Steve. Do we have a second?
Sean Hayden.
This is Lori, I second.
Sean beat you to it, Lori. I got a second from Sean. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify with an aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Okay. Hearing none. Moving on, MPO plane roadway functional classification changes. Matt, I believe that is you.
That is me. The MPO is submitting the updates to the MPO plane area roadway functional classification system for NDOT and federal highway approval. Following each decennial census, we update roadway classifications to integrate updated urban boundaries and ensure the destinations accurately reflect the function of the roadway within the regional network. The recommended changes were developed in coordination with city and county engineers for these changes. And then the map, as well as the list that you would see in your packets, shows what the changes are going to. So a few Epworth Road moving up to Monier, and then the bypass of Benville moving up to Minor Arterial, and then several other major collectors and minor collectors. And then a few fixes of some local roads that were dead ends that should not be classified as a collector or higher, so they did change to local.
Does anyone have any questions for Matt on the classification changes? If not, I would entertain a motion to approve the classification changes as recommended, as presented.
I motion to approve.
Got a motion from Lori. Do we have a second?
Steve Raleigh, I'll second.
Thank you, Steve. I mean, it's appropriate. Most of them are in your county, so. we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on any of these? Hearing none. All those in favor signify with an aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Okay. And then we do have some other business. Matt, we're sticking with you for the mobility hubs and statistics.
Yep. Moving forward through these committee meetings, technical committee meetings, we thought we'd share a little bit more some mobility data that we gathered and some work we've been doing. So the first one is mobility hubs, which I may or may not have mentioned a while back. We had some hard copies of some maps we made. And I don't think these went out with the packets. So I don't know if you can actually, I guess, scan the QR code or go to tinyurl.com/mobility hubs. You can actually look at what we have out there. We have created an interactive map of these locations of mobility hubs. We've got, if I can read mine, 20 some odd across the three counties of locations where we have a concentration of bus, bike, and pedestrian infrastructure. And the goal is to make it easier for people to get around without using their vehicles. So we're trying to do what we can to make it easier for people to understand what's available. The highlights on the mobility hub locations are first and foremost, the transfer stations. So anywhere where you can grab a bus and get to another location easily. Or in the case of like Burkhart and Green River Road, an area where we have a lot of commercial activity and multiple bus stops and access to sidewalks and different things to help people get across the region as simple as possible without using the vehicle. So we're just trying to make it a little bit more, people more aware of what's available out there. We also here, this sign. So people are aware of what's available out there. If they want to get around our region without their vehicles. So yeah, if you have time, check out the interactive map and website we created. We would love feedback, but as you can see, as you go on and you can see what all is available at each hub as far as bike share locations, solar charging stations, the bus stops, and then the transfer stations, as well as your bus routes and your bike facilities, whether that's a trail or a bike lane. Any questions on Mobility Hub and the map?
Just commend you guys on, again, trying to be as transparent about this sort of stuff and make it as easily and accessible to the community. So. Does anyone else have any questions for Matt on the mobility hubs and or any statistics? Okay. Is there anything else for the good of the group?
There's one more, Nate. That was the mobility hubs. Now we got statistics for you.
Oh, well, even better. Just, I love numbers.
But yes, some fun stuff to share. See you in the video. So we've been working more closely recently with Mets Heart and the Trails Coalition on gathering data that we can keep up with on a monthly basis. The data that I provided is for the last 13 months, with April being the last month when you get full data for it. So the first one is Mets and Heart fixed ridership. This is the perfect opportunity to share this due to the fact that Mets has seen an awesome increase in ridership over the last couple months. That's not uncommon typically for the warmer months, but it's also a little bit uncommon, and it's probably due a little bit, we think, to the gas prices going up. So we've seen some upticks in ridership on Mets fixed routes. The other data point here is the on-demand services. So that's our somewhat new Mets microservice, the Mets Mobility for people with disabilities and seniors, as well as Parks Paratransit also for people with disabilities and seniors. And again, we've seen a little bit of an uptick in both Mets Micro and Mets Mobility ridership over the last couple of months. Then going down to the bike share and scooter data. Again, not surprising, our uptick in rides on the bike share system is thanks to the warmer weather. People don't get out as often in December, January, and February, but we've seen some increases over the last couple of months there. Some interesting statistics for everybody. Just starting in January through April, we've already seen 408 total miles ridden on the bike share system. And the Joy Pump scooter that operates here at Evansville also shares some data with us. And possibly surprising is the number of rides starting in January through April of 3,736 scooter trips have already been made in the city of Evansville. So, or 6,000 total miles on scooters in the city. And then finally, Lori from the Trail Coalition has shared some data for the bike share program with a little more detail than what I provided as well. So 9,697 total members on the bike share. Okay, that's all the data.
Okay. Well, thank you for the statistics. I'm also surprised by the amount the scooters are going. I guess I need to invest or make the effort to go use them a little more frequently. I don't know. I got little kids. They have their own scooters. but anyway, thank you for sharing. I do appreciate the statistics. Does anyone else have questions for the MPO team or again, those that are in attendance?
Nate, this is Erin. I have one more thing that didn't make it to the agenda. I'm going to informally announce that in the next week or so, we will be sending out a call for projects. This is going to be for federal highway funds for Indiana for fiscal year 2032. Specifically, the project selected will need to be let between July and November of 2031. And like I said, we're going to announce this in the next week or so and give LPAs about 2.5 weeks-ish to submit the application back to us. We're looking at early August to have those applications back to us. And we will go from there then. So LPAs can look for that in the next coming weeks.
Awesome. Thank you.
I also have an update. This is Thomas Witt with the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet. And we recently finalized our 2026 enacted six-year highway plan. And that's available on our website. I did take a look at it. It looks like there may be a few new projects in Henderson County and also some changes to existing projects. So we'll be working with the MPO to update the TIP and the MTP as necessary to reflect that new enacted highway plan.
Thank you, Thomas. This might be the most we've ever had. Anyone else? Keep them coming.
Nate, I wanted to announce that Nick Hall from KYTC is here, and he is retiring, so this is his last day. If he wants to make any comments, he's been
I've working with everyone, but I don't know your comments other than Tom.
Almost 30 years, right?
Yeah, almost. Thank you all.
Congratulations. I am a strong encourager of everyone to retire whenever they can. I don't care your age or your time. I am a supporter of it. I want everyone to be able to enjoy retirement. So congratulations. Anybody, anything else? Okay. Hearing none, everybody have a wonderful rest of the week and a safe weekend.